I cannot think of anything to talk for this evening. So if you have some question, please ask me, and I will talk about your question as an answer, and then we will have discussion. Do you have some? Will you give me some subject to talk about?
You spoke about large patients and small patients. And you elaborated on the large patients, but not on the small patients. Could you say that over?
Oh, that is, you know, reverent. Japanese name is respect. So maybe better for him to explain what it is. And small patient. It makes sense. I think so. Did you say a big patient, a small patient is like even though you have physical suffering or and mental suffering, to be patient is small patient, and big patient is something different from to be patient with your physical or mental distress or suffering. I think this makes sense, I think. That is small patient, or but big patient is to be patient for not not knowing anything, or for for not being for not to achieve anything, you know, this is be patient. We want to achieve something in some visible way, and we want some result, and we want to utilize our religious way to to help when you are even for when you are small patient could not help you, even small patient does not help you. Do you understand what I want to say? you know, just to sit, it's being patient. For not achieving anything, just sit. And to repeat same thing over and over again, day after day, just to repeat things over and over. We say, even though Buddhism is impossible to attain, we should attain it. This is be patient. Knowing that it is impossible. But we cannot help doing so with be patient. That is not patient even. That is to do something because you cannot help doing so. Even though sentient being is innumerable, we should save them all. This is impossible because if the sentient beings are innumerable, it is impossible to save them all. Isn't that so? Even though we know that it is impossible, but we cannot help trying to save them all. That is the absolute of what I call it, inmost request. Absolute request. Something, I don't know someone or who it is, but someone tells us to do so. And we hear that voice always. So I cannot help doing so because someone telling me to do so. Someone telling me, please help me. So, we cannot help doing so. Not because of this is Buddhism, or not because of this is being patient, not because of what Buddha said. It is unconditional request for us. We have this kind of nature. If it is supreme teaching, absolute teaching, it is impossible to achieve it. It is impossible to understand it. This is big patient, and this is not even the matter of big or small. It may be very small, sometimes it may be the smallest patient.
How do we listen and how do we hear the inner request?
Now, we always hear our inmost request incessantly. When, as long as we live, we always listen the conscientious voice of conscience.
I answer people who argue that But they must ignore it, because big patience requires that they ignore the renewal's request and instead simply conform to the world they find themselves in. They are, you know, like a man with a job and he admits his neediness, or you know, some kind of some kind of customary task, and he admits this is big patience, this is dark, and how do you minister?
So that is why we have teaching, you know. you know, they ignore it. Usually, almost all people ignore our true existence. And some superficial understanding of selfness. What do they mean by self? They ignore true self. I'm not doing, they may say, I'm not doing something wrong. I'm always doing something right. And that is what they will say. But if you if you listen to your inmost voice of conscience. It is not so simple.
And something like reciting the sutras, that often we ourselves are making so much noise, so many sounds going out that we can't hear this voice within. So we have to stop making noise at our on one level to be able to listen on the deeper level.
Yeah. Yeah. That is why we say you should not recite sutra. Your true nature should recite sutra. Big mind recites, not small mind, not small self. The self, which is universal to everyone, should recite sutra with people. Here we have. When we say, I say like this, there is already some duality. You know, small self or big self. But actually, the small self does not exist. That which exists is a big self only. We just create small self. And we say, this is right. But it is not right. So, first of all, we should be free from, or we should be emancipated from the idea of small self. That is why Buddha says every constituent existence is doomed to suffer. Every constituent object, everything which we see, which we feel, which we can understand, it because it is not true. So it should be full of suffering. Suffering itself, because it is dualistic. When there is duality, there is suffering. In this sense, everything is appears in the form of suffering. And it is not when you understand that is not true existence, there is no more suffering. If you find out that it is just a dream, there is no suffering. The dream you created, or you had dreamt of it, then there is no more suffering. So first of all, we should understand Four Noble Truths. Four Noble Truths is why we suffer. And this world is full of suffering. And this intelligent world is full of suffering. The world we see is full of suffering. And Nibbana, when you find out those worlds where we have full of suffering is not real, then you have Nibbana. And how to attain Nibbana is way to attain Nibbana. So those are Four Noble Truths. Why we, you know, Buddha told us Four Noble Truths is to destroy your ego. Well, understanding of life. Scientific understanding or philosophical understanding. Those understanding is easy way, you know. Without any effort, you can read books. Even though you are lying down, you can study. Very easy. But, you know, it is very easy, but it will not help you. Actually, it will not help you. If you realize, it will help you. If I do it, then that is right understanding. But when you read some interesting philosophy, when you are interested in something, you know, unusual, you feel as if you are doing right things. We are not doing right things. Book is book, and your life is your life. And if you don't know what to do, you may take a risk. That's very easy. And that is usual way, you know, usual way. And we think this is most scientific and intellectual way. If I have LSD, there will be no need to practice those. Oh my. It is very difficult to, you know, to make them realize what they are doing. When they think they are right, you know, it is very difficult to find, to let them know why that is wrong. They may find out, you know, what they will do and they are doing someday, but when it is too late. Why we suffer is because everything which will give you suffering is something created by our mind. Everything you see is something created by your mind. When we say suffering, that is your suffering. Your suffering is comes from something which is created by your mind. You are participating in creating some suffering. It may not be just you, but you are acting main part of the play. And you create suffering, and you suffer from it. Originally, there is no suffering. Everything going in its own way, and there should be any suffering, but because you create some suffering, everything changing and everything growing. But sometimes you want to stop it, and you want to own that flower, like an artificial flower. And that is cause of suffering, and you create that suffering. If you let the flower as it is, you have no suffering. When you say suffering, it is already the flower which is created by you, it is pretty hard to accept the flower which is growing or which is falling. When you see the flower, you know, you feel as if it exists forever. Actually, it doesn't.
How can you meditate if you're late to reiki? Is that all in mind?
Just be patient.
What are the differences between prolonged sitting and sitting a short time each day? Are the results different in character and form?
Prolonged?
And thousand over a long period of time,
uh-huh.
as compared to a short period each day.
Uh-huh. Which is better?
Which is different? What are the differences in character and quality of the result?
Is that
is one better than the other? What is the difference?
Long period of zazen is very difficult, you know. And short period of zazen is very difficult too. It is, you know, rather troublesome to do every morning. So the result will be different, but difficulty is the same. So, you know, long period of zazen is easier, I think. Easier if you have time, this is much easier. And you have a deeper understanding. You can clear up. You have possibility to clear up your all of your misunderstanding. You will stop creating something. But if you know that, if you only know that you are creating suffering for yourself, this is good enough and it will work pretty well. Oh, I'm creating. I have created this problem. When you say so, you are already out of the suffering. You are not completely involved in the suffering you have. So, even you get out of the suffering, if your one hand is out of suffering, that's enough. Even though you are not completely free from suffering, but if your one eye will be enough to see what you are doing, it's enough. You can see by your one eye. Yes. You say, oh. There's no need to open two eyes. But if your one eye will be enough to see what you are doing, is enough. You can see. By your one eye, you can see. Oh my God. Yes, there's no need to open two eyes. But before you open one eye, it takes time maybe. But for someone who suffers a lot, it is not so difficult. That is why we do not help people so easily. We are waiting for their doing best and to confront completely with the problem. Yes, it is, but you will find actual inmost request in emotional feeling. Logical feeling is secondary.
Because I've been brought up being told that I shouldn't follow my emotions, you know, follow your logical thinking. I never know which
one. Yeah. But, you know, the in emotion, whether it is bad or good or bad, you have it, and that is stronger. No. It is easier to find out what is your inmost request in the strongest function of your mind. It is easier. And if you find out in the your true nature, in your strongest emotional feeling, you will be very much encouraged by it. But if you find out the what do I mean by inmost request, by logical thinking, you think, I understand, that is inmost request. That's all. When you understand it, it will be forgotten. And you, in this book, someone says, inmost request is something such and such. So when it is necessary, if I read that part, I can understand it. This kind of understanding will not help you at all. And in case of necessity, you will forget all about it. But if you find out your inmost request, which, you know, by struggling, by with fear, or with difficulty, you will never forget about it. And the inmost request is in emotional feeling rather than logical reason. So logical understanding of inmost request is philosophy. Philosophy of the true nature. And the understanding of inmost request by your team is, you know, is not is actual. It makes sense to you, you know, and you can apply it. You will never forget about it. So we should know that there is a truth in our utmost distress or suffering. We should not forget that there is truth in suffering. and we should not try to escape from it. We should fight it out. It is possible. When you hesitate, you will be lost. When you face it, you will win. That is true. If you hesitate to accept it, you will be lost. Limit or there is time for the suffering to stop. But true nature will never cease to act. The terminology of delusion is something which is not real, and which will, which can be put an end to it. That is illusion. And true nature is something which is eternal. You cannot, true nature will not be lost. And through suffering, you can have direct experience of your true nature. How strong it is. Your true nature is much, much more than, stronger than your suffering. You create. Small you created. The true nature is incomparably greater than small mind.
Well, the pain that you feel, the physical pain, do you mean that you create that because you think you're alone in it? I mean, it is real.
Yeah, it is real. If you accept it, it is real. If you don't accept it, it is not real. No. My legs is painful. That's all. If you put a period, you know, I am painful. That's real. But if you say, I am painful, so what shall I do? Or whether I should escape from it. Is there any way to escape from it? Then the pain you mean will become real. that is be patient to accept the pain as it is being patient. Moreover, your body is not yours at all. In its true sense. True, you have no form. It has no form or nobody to have pain. True, you have no pain at all. True, sometimes to your true nature, there your physical body. But to kill yourself, if it is necessary, that is true self. If you have fully enlightened, in your true self, whether your pain, your body is painful or not, is not the problem. So religion, your mind is so strong. If it is necessary, they will buy the physical body. It's all right. Your true nature, when your true nature tell you to burn at your body. So that's all right. It is so strong. It is much stronger than emotion. By emotion, you cannot do that. Just, your true nature can do it. But when I say in this way, you will have some misunderstanding. That is why we have cover for us. That is why we have shogogen. But it's true religion. Just to burn yourself, just to jump into a fire, is not the religion. Sometimes crazy person will do that. So right understanding of our inmost nature is very important. That is why we have teacher. That is why we have Shobokenzo.
Most person doesn't believe there is a true nature, and it will never stand
suffering, physical, mental, and emotional suffering. Yes, it's not me.
Yeah.
That's
why. But, yeah, much. If the people who say, I'm right, that is worst. I'm doing anything wrong, that's worst people. Those people will create various problems in this world. They're creating problems without knowing they are creating it. So there's no way to persuade them.
But suppose you have to work with them.
Yeah. Yeah. That is why.
You're so doubtful.
That is why we have to have a clear understanding of our life. When you work with people like that, we have to have clear understanding of what is suffering and what is our true nature. If one person understands it clearly, many people will be enlightened. But without enlightenment, to help people means nothing. Don't you think so? We say, blind, blind man leading blind man. Even though they have a lantern, it doesn't work. Because the leader is blind and people are blind. So, lantern doesn't work. They say, we don't want anything. We can walk by ourselves. Until they, they jump into a river or a ditch.
Everyone helps me every day, not everyone is enlightened.
Yeah, it is so. If you are enlightened, everyone will help you. If you are not enlightened, even though I help you, you will not be helped. This point is very important. If you are enlightened, actually everyone, whether or not they are enlightened, will help you.
You mentioned crazy people a minute ago. What happens to the true nature of somebody who goes crazy? Where is it?
Crazy. I was laughing. They have it, but if I ask you, ask them, where is it? They will find out. It is obvious that they are true nature. There is no wonder, no doubt in it.
But could somebody who had had mental suffering like that practice Zazen, could they improve that way? Or how could they be brought to know that they possess the true nature?
Practice just to sit is maybe enough, you know. When they can sit, they are pretty good already. You know, when they think I'm right, you know, there's no need for me to practice religious way. If they say so, that's the worst. When you think it is necessary for you to practice, that is deep improvement. Just to try to sit in a good image. But most people are attached to some result of the practice. That is why they do not attain enlightenment. Enlightenment is right here in your practice. And but they think by practice something will result. But actually, enlightenment is right here. That is already a great improvement. And you have at least one eye to see yourself. And one eye will tell you, you are not so good. That is a big enlightenment. When you think that you are not so good, you are already trying to, your true nature start to work.
How do we distinguish between feelings of I'm not so good? I mean, not necessarily a good thing to think that, because it can be also generally fantasy too. You know,
oh,
I'm
fantasy.
No good.
Fantasy. I don't mean fantasy. It should follow the practice. I'm not so good, so I should improve myself. That is not fantasy. You know, fantasy is, I'm not so good. This is fantasy. I'm not so good. This is practice. So, in Japan, we had a clinic for people who say. And in that clinic, the patient work all day long. Even though they have nothing to do, they should pick up dust or repair shoji. They must find out something to do as long as they stay in the clinic. That way helps patient very much. When you are lying dead in this bed, what it is, what I should do, why I am so weak. In this way, there is no time. There is no hope. to be, to recover. You should, set your true nature in activity, in set your machine, in motion. That is the only way. There were famous novelists, Tōsun Shimazaki, he's quite famous. And he said, in the opening page, he said, if you want to raise yourself, raise your mind, you should raise your body. He said, I was very much interested, very much encouraged by his words when I was quite young. At that time, I couldn't go to college because I had to help my master, I couldn't go to college. And I didn't know what to do. I wanted to go, but I had to help him. So sometimes I did not know what to do. And when I read that, two lines, if you want to raise your mind, you should raise your body. That is why he went abroad. But I thought, that is very good, so I must do something. If I think, what shall I do? I must suffer more, so I must work hard, cooking or cleaning or sweeping garden. So I stopped to think about myself, and I worked and worked and worked, and that helped me very much.
This is very important point. To fight it out. Which body? Not by mind. Not by thinking. Not by wandering about. To find something which we should do at that moment is the best way to raise our mind. To raise our mind means to realize big mind, not small mind. Small mind wandering about. But big mind, for a big mind, there's no place or no time to wander about. It is too big. Too wandering about. Too great. If you want to realize that unfathomability of your spirit, you have raised your body. there is enlightenment.